coffee tastes a little weird. Do you know what I mean?
If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here's what's happening.
And I don't know if I should drink the rest of it.
Nick Scarpino has poured a cup of coffee twice now. Now we have a bunch of flavored weird-ass Keurig pods in there. Poured two different things. In the half and half, he doesn't know if it smells right.
Now see, I didn't put a half and half in it this time. Now I put the hazelnut.
But you originally put the half and half.
I originally put the half and half. I kind of washed it out, but I'm worried I didn't wash it out enough. Now, the half and half.
Wash it out of the cup enough?
Well, because I poured the half and half in it, mixed it out because it's iced coffee, poured it out and was like, should I rinse this cup out? Nah, whatever. It's not a big deal. So I don't know if I got all of the half and half out of it. The half and half, by the way.
You would have to drink so much of that half and half or whatever the sour thing is. A little bit of it wouldn't get you.
You don't think so?
No.
Because you don't have to be paranoid now. I've thrown
you're
up not once,
about
but twice
everything.
Here.
Yes. And the thing about when you throw up here at work, when you're food poisoned, it's
because
you
doors.
Psych yourself out
I
of it.
I try to shut all the doors.
Andy Cortez from kindoffunny.com, press pool, what's happening?
I shut all the doors.
What's up, guys? Hey, Greg, can you yell really, really loudly? Just yell.
Yeah! And right. I think the thing is, like, yeah. You psych yourself into getting thrown up.
Uh-huh.
That's thrown up.
Uh-huh.
Are we on the low latency thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Low latency, guys.
So we have
what
a
does
new.
That mean?
We've been opted into the Twitch beta for low latency, meaning that now when we ask a question like, "Hey, Mr. Yasman 300, what's your favorite color?" You're gonna have Mr. Yasman's gonna be able to respond right away if he's still in the chat because I hadn't refreshed the page. Well, Doom Patrol shouts out Blue, so people are seeing it right away.
Oh,
people
wow.
are seeing
so
it right
there's
away.
There's no delay.
Woo!
Look at you, Twitch. There might be a future for
that
you
means
yet.
It's finally time to show everybody my penis.
Whoa.
There's no time to stop me.
Show them the Chicago egg roll, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
So what would we call
the
it?
Chicago hot dog. It would have been perfect. Like, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
You're right. I apologize.
So you would have nailed it. It would have been perfect right there.
I apologize. Penis.
So the biggest
penis
part of this show is the fact that we couldn't talk to you in real time. It's been solved. Everyone go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Give us some
I
money
feel like
there.
Now there's
if you're on
no
Twitch,
excuse.
Give us your Twitch money.
There's no excuse for you to not be watching this show.
The other great news here is that if indeed Nick has either poisoned himself or psyched himself into throwing up like he's going to, you get to see that live as well.
I will be
like live.
I would say, conservatively, 25% chance I poop myself today during the show. I don't need to. I feel great right now. A little tired.
Okay.
It's Friday. Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday, everybody. May the 4th be with you.
All right. I don't know if. Let's put it this way.
Cool, Greg. You ever bring me my lightsaber?
I forgot.
You son of a bitch.
I will give you a May the 4th. When Disney and Lucasfilm start making good Star Wars films again.
You are a son of a
bitch.
Until
that point, you get happy fourth,
you
happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Son
this
of a bitch.
Is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick, that's Greg. We do this each and every weekday here, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. We'd love for you guys to be in the chat with us, just like Simple Stark says, and I'll also be with you. He's apparently Catholic. Just
no,
like me.
It's May the 4th be with you. He's right there, he knows.
He's clearly watching the stream in church. And he's a good Catholic boy because he started going to church not on Saturday, on Friday.
Hey, man, that's a good
three
Friday.
Days ahead. Hey, if you can't watch this live because you have a job or real life or just don't feel like you want to, we put the show on YouTube and iTunes each and every day. Go ahead, make sure you rate us over on iTunes. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe to this here channel because I like it.
I appreciate
no
everyone booing you. They're all booing you.
They're
the
booing
chat.
Me.
And it's live now, so we know why they're booing. Because of your... bad Star
there's,
Wars takes.
There's three people who booed me. That's it. Andy Cortez, you agree with me.
No, he said Annie. Keep doing your housekeeping.
For Christ's sake.
Whatever this is. This
make
is
sure you even, leave a comment as well. This is pre-housekeeping. This is just the show.
I feel like this
show.
This is housekeeping.
No, no, no. If you go into housekeeping, we have to roll the graphic.
Okay, my apologies.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
When's the last time you felt true power, Greg?
I mean, kind of funny life too, maybe.
True power. Well, you're about to feel it today, because guess what? I love you. You know I love you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't see you yesterday. I took the day off.
Yeah.
It was great. I had a great day. Did nothing. I want you to say the following words, ladies and gentlemen. It's housekeeping time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's housekeeping time.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
And people sponsor it. They sponsor this show.
Feel the power.
It was good.
Did you feel
it? Felt
it?
Good.
You feel
felt
it?
Good, yeah.
What I think, Kevin and I came to the conclusion that if we can't have really good content on this show, we'll just have a lot of it.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of bells and whistles and things coming at your
face.
Get
them with the flash.
Yeah, and people think, oh, wow, it's so professional. Maybe I should listen to what they have to say. We get to the news stories. There's nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing in the news stories?
There's three news stories. They're not great.
But it's more of us hanging out chatting.
Yeah, it's going to have fun.
We want to see if you puke.
Let's keep sipping, ladies and gentlemen. Top on the housekeeping today, of course, it's prom season, ladies and gentlemen. June 30th, if you want to join us for a dance and a weekend of fun and shenanigans, that's June 30th here in San Francisco. Go over to kindoffunny.com/tickets and get your tickets. The early bird tickets are gone. Not sure why they're even listed there anymore.
Because we want you to know that you missed out.
Yeah, you did.
You had your shot. You missed it. You didn't take it in time. You
screwed up. If you want to buy a day of ticket, not available. This is your only chance. The day of tickets are going to be $3,000.
Jesus.
So if you think last minute, hey, I really want to go to that prom, it's going to cost you a 3,000% markup. That's unfortunate for you. Next up, there's a couple fun party modes. Oh, this finally went up? Is this the jam?
No.
Is this when I got...
Well, this is us playing Halo and enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, why is this here? Who put this on here yesterday?
I think this is what's live right now. I don't know why it's on here. I'm not on the show.
Get off this.
You book your
execute
thing here,
this.
You know what I mean?
Execute.
Andy. Execute
on 66. The next one is Video Ball. This actually I know is relatively new, and let me tell you.
This is a fantastic one. This is up on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames right now.
We just had a great one.
There's a whole bunch of subreddit chatter that is worth the dollar. And, of course, this is where we name you daddy.
This
where
is
we
where
all
I
decide universally that Nick needs to be named Daddy.
And by de facto, Kevin becomes Mommy.
Yes.
But since he's the milkman, he's also the milk mommy.
Now
look at my
mommy.
Fucking defense in this. Look at my D. You see this? If done right, no. Watch, you see the score on me right now. If done right, no can defend. You
like
and I
are
the dynamic duo.
I just like looking at myself laughing.
Yeah. It's fun. Andy brings up a very good point on these party modes. If you support us for a dollar, of course, you guys get party mode each and every week, 1 week early. That is a 25-cent value per episode. Now, I don't like to break it down like that.
25 cents.
Because for 25 cents, that gives you about 4 minutes of parking in San Francisco. So just assume it's a dollar for everything and watch all of them.
Well, you get to see the things get recorded live. There's other things
all
that go up early.
All sorts of fun stuff. All sorts
you
of
get
stuff.
Greg's Comic Book Club. Issue 4 is out right now.
People have said it's the best dollar you can spend in America.
Mm-hmm.
In America.
A lot of people say
that's where
a lot
it
of people
is.
Saying that right now.
Next up on the housekeeping, tonight I have a show, and you're wondering, Nick, you sound tired. I am tired. But
oh,
I'm
going
to fucking bring it tonight to Seven Stills over in
so you're not bringing it to this show.
No.
But you're going to bring it tonight to F-Bomb. Okay.
This show I get to do 4 to 5 days a week. You got to conserve it. You know what I mean? You've done these shows before.
I do, yeah.
You got to
hold
a little back for yourself. Just so you can get through.
I leave it all on the field.
I've got a hugely busy.
That's why I'm
day.
Not trying to start a second career.
We might barbecue later today.
No, that's definitely happening.
And which,
people are coming
which
over
I'm
for the barbecue.
I'm going to do nothing except for
that's
eat
fine.
Meat.
You need. What I need there is I need 10% Nick power talking and schmoozing the PR people that are in town. Is it happening?
No, okay. I thought I was going to throw up my mouth.
But
oh,
you
yeah,
hear
I'm going to.
I need you to schmooze.
I'm
going to
schmooze.
You can't do the thing where you just disappear like you do.
Do I know everyone that's coming over?
No, probably
then,
not.
Then I'll want their...
This is going to be the thing, yeah.
I will want their validation of me.
100%.
So I will put on my best face. And then once they know me and I know they love me, I'll move on to the next group.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay.
This, if you're asking yourself, hey, Nick, does the Andy Prince love you? I don't know. That's why I keep coming back to this show every day. I can't see the look on his face, on his stupid face. When I bring the joy to the Andy Prince.
Why do they even set this up?
Because
this isn't
useless.
Even this isn't even working.
It's
it wasn't even
it was.
That wasn't even live. No,
was
that was old. I'm seeing the live stuff over here. I'm
wow.
seeing G. K. saying I'll never stop spending on money. Kind of funny games Patreon for as long as we get to see Greg slowly losing sanity every Wednesday.
Well, there it is. Do you want me to just throw this against the wall?
No, I got it. I mean,
no,
you use
it's
it.
Dumb.
I come in here.
I don't use it. I put on my. I can't read the fucking thing.
Why is this even here?
I don't know. It's completely and totally useless. Nobody ever uses it.
I use it for your first home.
First off, it should be right here.
I use it for your home.
And second off, it should be gigantic. So we can actually see it at a glance.
Oh, man, we should
get a big iPad. Just sitting right here on its side.
Yeah.
Right, that would be amazing. Because
yeah.
then you could actually see the chat.
Sure.
See, right now I got 5 tabs open. I got to go back to the chat. Did I miss something?
Did I miss something? We all know you hate the chat.
Daddy, where,
I come in,
where is the KF title? I thought you had it today.
Where is it,
what,
Daddy?
Is what Omega Blue?
Where is the kind of funny championship right now?
That's where it belongs. That's where Daddy's.
Don't worry about it, Cool Greg. You got enough on your mind right now. Cool Greg working all alone.
Well, Cool Greg, what are you doing?
Kevin disappearing. He was going to go get the belt because Cool Greg knows when a comedy set is happening.
What
but I
want
to point out that, you know, Cool Greg all alone. Kevin abandoned his job because he wants to go be best man or whatever it's called for this wedding.
He's a maid of honor, I think.
Man of honor? Is
I think
that what
he's
it is?
A maid of honor. Because he's in, because his friend Stephanie's getting married.
Yeah.
He's in the wedding party. And he says, hey, convention, I buck you. He's bucking convention.
Well, I don't know if he did. She
He's
did,
He's
right? going
to show up in a very pretty, I think their colors are pink and teal, so he'll be in a nice teal dress.
No, he's not doing
hopefully
that.
Strapless.
No, he's not doing
and we'll see,
that.
And we'll see mommy's shoulders.
I would like to see mommy's
we'll
shoulders.
We'll see Monchichi's shoulders.
I haven't seen him since he was out in the pool, just, you know, out there living.
I got a couple. I looked back at a couple pictures of his from...
We hired too many people.
We did.
That like you can make an off-color reference to this belt and it just appears that you don't care about. You have no respect for it.
Well, the thing is, it's not that I don't care about it. It's just I've just had for so long now that I've moved on. You know, it's like when you're married, you just stop thinking about your wife after a while. You don't need it.
I don't think that's not how it's supposed to work.
Well, you've only been married twice, so.
It's true.
You don't really know what you're talking about. I was going to say for a year, and have
and then you went really angry.
I went really dark with it. I'm so sorry. That was really rude.
No, God, who were we with? Oh, no, when Tim and I were in Colombia, I told some story. We were talking about my Converse obsession, how I always wear Converse.
Yeah, it's great.
And
I wear
Tim,
Vans.
And Tim was like, I'm going to fuck it up right now, but it was, you know, I've seen Greg at two weddings and he's wearing the shoes each time. And the guy we were with was like, oh man, tell me about that. And I was like, well, I got married and divorced. And Tim eventually was like all the colors of the season. I meant that you've married two people. I was like, oh yes, I've married people in Converse
so
four as well.
Weddings. I've been, so I've been
married is an interesting verb that you can use in
you
many
can
ways.
Really just throw that out there. It's like saying things are fire or everything. My two least favorite terms. Next up on housekeeping today, Greg is hosting the Star Wars Pinball Tournament on this show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going anywhere. We're not setting anything up. We're just going to sit here.
Something
well, Cool Greg's going to set something
up. He'll do something.
We're just going to sit here and have some fun at the end of the show, so make sure you stick around. Greg, what's going on with this?
If you didn't know, we partnered, or you wouldn't know, we're telling you right now. Pinball FX3, obviously a platform you can get on PlayStation 4, Xbox. You can get it on your mobile device. It's everywhere. You can get it, and you can buy tables for it, because the platform's free. You can get free tables, and then they just put out this Star Wars The Last Jedi table. They are doing a 5-minute competition right now between the 4th and 11th. They asked me to come host it. I did. You have a chance to win all these fabulous prizes, Gentle Giant statues, cool headphones, trophies, and more. All you have to do is play. So we're going to give away a copy of the game today, and then when we get down to the fun time reader mail section, I'm going to go through and do the 5-minute challenge. Set my time. Set my score for the 5-minute challenge. They'll pin that to the leaderboard, and you can all chase it. You can all chase it.
Now, if I listened correctly during the pre-meeting, during our pre-production meeting,
which you did not.
If you win this, Daisy Ridley comes to your house.
That,
is that
you
correct?
Did not listen correctly.
That's
again,
correct.
You can win the Gentle Giant statues, the headphones, the cool trophies.
What do we have to do to get Daisy Ridley to just come hang out with us for the barbecues today?
Today, that's gonna be tough.
Tough call.
That's gonna be a tough one. Future barbecues, I would say we need to get immensely more popular.
Okay.
Get better PR contacts within Disney. And just be more popular.
Okay.
If we could throw numbers at them, you know what I mean? That would be, hi, look how many people watch this.
15 to 20 burgers per barbecue. That's the kind of numbers they want. Is that what they're asking
Apparently
for?
She's vegan, is what Justin Ryan
we'll
is saying.
Vegan, we'll put a vegan patty on there for her, and there I won't even make
one
fun
patty.
Of it. Just, well, I mean, how much do you think she eats, for Christ's sake?
I don't know, man.
She's not a very big girl.
She's got definition, though, so she's got to be eating protein.
Maybe she wants that protein. Well, that's the hard part about being vegan.
Yeah,
right. That good protein.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I love this idea. I finished a documentary series over the weekend that at first I talked a mad amount of shit about.
Sure.
But then finally I was like, I got nothing else to watch. Got back into it. Loved it. 4 hours long. The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling.
Oh, you didn't like that when you first started, yeah.
I was like, this is really long. But then after I was like, yeah, all right, this is just the style of this. I'm going to get into it. And it was a very heartfelt sort of doc because it was done by Judd Apatow, who had worked for Gary Shandling for a number of years and was kind of his, he was his mentor.
Yeah.
One of the things that I loved was that every Sunday, in order to decompress, he threw a Sunday basketball game at his house. He had a half court in his back, and so he'd have people over, and that would just be his thing to do. I love the idea of us, thanks for the walk, by the way, thanks for going to walk with me.
No problem.
I love the idea of us having like a stand, like when we get super big, having the barbecue, and people want to come to the barbecue.
Sure.
And then it becomes super exclusive, and we could use it as leverage to just crush people's dreams. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't know where, why,
like
wait,
people
we're
like,
having
I really
fun.
Want to come to the barbecue, we say, you're nothing to me.
Wow.
You're nothing.
In the chat, Beasonal says, flip the shows, bring back barbecues.
People have been asking a lot about that lately. And I keep telling them there's a great reason why we don't flip the shows. And I can't remember what that reason is.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know what the reason is anymore either. We had something. Tim!
Because your show is so, like, by the numbers,
produced,
perfect.
Yeah.
And it's produced, and it's in and out.
You figure that's the thing today. I had abandoned my show. I couldn't gather reader mail.
Yeah.
Tim's got to gather reader mail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, but if we did it in the reverse, right?
Yeah.
Where if I had to go, or what's our argument about not flipping Kind of Funny Games Daily?
I know there's a morning really show.
Didn't we have a reason why we didn't do that?
Stuff.
Just stuff.
Yeah.
That means Tim's got a really good, compelling argument, but he doesn't want to say it on camera.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. He's up to something.
And I'm sure he's gonna tell me, and I'm like, oh wow, we should not have made a joke about that, but we did.
Joey's here too now. What do you got, Joey?
If we flip the shows, then it's no longer the morning show.
That's a good point.
That's not true. It started at 11. No, it was started at noon. Who cares? We put up a show for 5 years called Up at Noon that went up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon every single time.
So Podcaster says flip it on Fridays. Flip it Friday could be a thing we do. That way we get back to barbecue and I could be on the show and not want to blow my brains out.
We could. Yeah. We could talk about this.
We'll table it till the Monday.
My thing morning. Is I would love it because I come in late as is. So it would be nice to just, that'd be like early. I'd be super early. If I came in at like 10:30 and my show wasn't for another hour and a half, I could actually do bits and stuff like that. But then you'd have to, I think the real reason was because then it would push you, because you need an hour to prep. That would push you earlier than that. And that's hard.
I already do that. I think the real reason is he's saying that Kinda Funny Games Daily is really popular. He doesn't want my audience to drift away when you come in here and you're like, pud, who wants to see me puke? Hey, Andy, come in here and show me your foot. What the fuck happens on the show?
Joey, not that your job depends on it or not. Which one would you rather watch? This show or Kinda Funny Games Daily? That's what I'm talking about.
Where you try and get Andy to take off his shoe.
I love...
Yeah, I like that bit a lot too.
I did a two-day long seminar for jiu-jitsu for leg locks, and I learned this thing called the estima lock, which is basically when someone's foot's here, you scoop underneath and you kind of kimura and you bend over, but you can't really do it when someone has a shoe on.
Yeah.
So I was like, Andy, what I need you to do is lay on your back, take off your shoe, I'm gonna show you this cool toe hold. And he was like, no. And I'm like, come on.
I'd do it.
You wanna do it?
Yeah.
I'll show you later.
Okay.
That's it for housekeeping, ladies and gentlemen, I think. Oh, a reminder as a tip reminder. I don't know, this show's just housekeeping with a little news and tips in. When are you going to have fun with me?
I'm having fun right now, am I not? Have I not been having fun today?
I'm having a great time.
I thought I was having fun today.
I'm kind of strung out, though. Do I feel strung out?
No. I mean, I'm stressed out because I was trying to get everything done.
You got it. You nailed it.
You know what happens? Now. Let me lay it out for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. 8:35 in the morning.
You got here early.
Beep, beep, Joey Noel outside my house.
Yeah.
Climb into her car. Bust out the Google Maps there, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Sure.
And we go to Anchor Brewing.
Yeah.
Because we got to get kegs. Because one of the big things about having 2K over today for a barbecue was, hey, we got a kegerator.
And 2K, let me tell you,
they drink hard. They drink hard.
They work hard, play hard.
we got an Airbnb across the street
day.
For them.
I feel good about this.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Here's what I think we should do. Blow off what we're doing for the rest of the day. Party hard. Everyone gets hammered. We go over to my comedy show at 7 p.m. And we just bring anger. We just, energy, whatever the energy has today. I don't think I'm in a bad mood.
Wait, anger? Oh, or energy? I don't know. Whatever it's going to be.
Maybe I'm in a bad mood. I don't think I'm in a bad
mood. You seemed for a second when you sat down like you might be, because when I had explained the pinball stuff. But I think it was also, it's just how we all are. We're all just trying to figure out a million things at once.
I'm definitely not in a bad mood. And I'm going to shoot it. I'm definitely really enjoying the show with you today.
Yeah.
I think I just... Because all that stuff at the beginning of the week, I think I'm just worn out. But
sure.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the day.
Okay. I'm glad you're...
So, no, I'm in a good mood. So, anyway, I'm just saying that's an option if you guys want. We just... I don't know what we have on the schedule today, but we just...
I mean, this is it.
Just drink as hard as possible, and then I drive us all over to the show, and we can just go deep. Deep. What are you calling?
Who do you think I'm calling? Who's key to this plan?
Mm-hmm.
Working too hard, that Jean Vive Saint Thomas.
You gotta put it to work, man. Shit ain't
gonna fucking.
Money ain't gonna make itself.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
get to the burning news stories.
Yeah, this is the. Before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you wanna tip us at the $5 or above level, we will read those tips. You can say anything, you can pimp all of your stuff, and I may or may not read it. Because sometimes people do the, hey, man, I got this new thing out. And I'm like, cool. And then I just don't put the link anywhere.
Bastard.
So people have to Google it if they want.
You're a monster, dude.
I am a monster. Some people call me the tyrant. Some people call me daddy.
What are you going to do? Now, Rajzilla101 got here late, but gives us a bunch of bits and says, overdue tip, Kev Dog. Glad you like my Lego pick yesterday. Making the thumbnail made my week. Stay awesome, guys. Kevin not here. Kevin is being the milk mommy in a wedding right now.
Although I do love the idea of a brand new series where Kevin just makes Legos. Because it was really relaxing to watch him make those Legos. There's a couple series I want to pitch you on.
Sure.
Here's one.
Got it.
Kevin. Strip Legos. Every time he builds the Lego, more clothes goes off of him.
Okay.
Just throwing that out. That's an added element that I just threw on right now.
You did something interesting there,
Two. When we have a bigger studio, this is years down the road when we've grown and you and I no longer know who anyone is and people still talk to us, we just fire people intermittently.
Sure, I like that.
Like, who are you? I don't like your
shirt. For the record, didn't you just try to fire Joey Noel when you asked her a question about the shows?
Yeah, she answered correctly though.
Okay.
She said she loves this show and she'd like it to go later and I'm the best at everything I do. So clearly she's got her head on straight. Right, Joey? Yeah, that's great. Cool.
Well, with the latency now. See?
There you go. Other thing I want to pitch you at one point. Not now.
Sure.
5 years from now, we got a bigger studio. We're Rooster
I'm
Teeth,
listening.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Bernie Burns is all over the fucking place. We're partying with him, doing whatever he does. I want a room, like a tabletop room, where we can just sit, smoke cigars, and play dominoes with a camera above us, and just for hours, we just play. Or Trivial Pursuit or something like that.
I mean, I just don't like board games, but you had me at cigars. Now, here's what I'd like to pitch. Just a room with a table we could eat at.
We had that.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have that.
We did have that.
And when we came in here, and I was like, hey, guys, cool, this could be the little kitchen area. And they were like, hey, we should put like a computer desk or something in there. And I was like, hey, no, we should probably keep that as like the one and only common area that we have.
Yeah.
And now it's just
LaCroix room.
A bunch of LaCroix's that we could probably put back out onto the balcony and take that table. That's way too long for that space and put it back in the room so that this whole thing doesn't, every time I walk in, give me a claustrophobic fucking panic attack.
Yeah.
We could do all of that. Yeah. Or everyone can still enjoy free LaCroix and I'll just have patience like I do all the time.
I mean, we're going to win the battle. We're going to win the battle.
What you guys don't understand is I'm actually paying my rent now in LaCroix.
Oh, nice.
For the next 2 months.
Smart.
So it's going to start to go a little faster.
Sure, that's good.
Because my rent's like really expensive.
Yeah.
And I promised them 5,000 LaCroix cans.
Sure.
So.
It all works on me.
I feel like we got it. All right, cool, Greg.
Yo.
It's time for the news.
Yo.
News. The news. News. You want to do it?
I don't know what that. Well, yeah, can I? Yeah, cool, Greg. It's time for the news.
The news. Huh. It's fun, right?
One more time, cool, Greg. Time for the news.
It's fun, right?
Yo, no, I'm making this monster. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not. A lot of Nick in that one. A lot of Nick in that montage.
Well,
you know?
Let's go to the big topic. Ready? It's time for the big topic. Can you roll that?
Because I pitched that, say it like that. There's nobody in that.
No one in that.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like they had to, when AJ did these, he was like, let's go real front heavy with Nick, and then by the time we get to a big topic, we're going to be tired of Nick.
Sure.
And that's going to be it.
I just feel like, you know, it's weird, because like, I have a good shot in there. Tim has a really shadowy, like just a figure against a wall shot. Andy, very prominent.
Yeah.
And then 3 or 4 Nicks in a row.
People really like me and Andy.
Huh.
Just period.
I can't argue that.
And stop. Well, I'll tell you what. When AJ does gets off his duff and starts doing graphics for the Roper Report. Yes, every time, every fucking time. You know, you could put you and Kevin in that. That'd be great. That's what
fair,
I'm talking
that's
about.
Fair, that's
you
fair.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just remember that's here. That's the belt. First news story. Cool, Greg, bring this up. This comes from TheHollywoodReporter.com. Avengers has crossed, or will cross very quickly, the 1 billion mark. Disney and Marvel's Avengers Infinity War is crossing 1 billion at the worldwide box office faster than any film in history. Of course, directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, the superhero mashup will achieve the milestone Friday or early Saturday. So it hasn't done it yet.
It's getting
assuming by today or early tomorrow, the 10th and 11th day in its release, respectively.
It's like when you predict in a birth, like somebody's, you know, in labor right now.
Except there's always, like, in the show, like, remember in Friends, when Rachel was having her kid, and she had to sit in the room for, like, 3 days as everyone came in to share the room with her, would go out and have a kid, and she got super pissed, including Janice. Janice came in, and she had her kid first, and then Jen Aniston was like, what am I going to have a kid?
Yeah, how can I forget? This is also when Joey proposed,
the only thing that defines
right?
me
by
is my
accident.
Child.
Joey proposed by accident.
It was terrible. Did I tell you I finished Friends?
No.
And I never want to watch Friends ever again.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I've done.
What happened? Is it just overloaded?
It's just the last two seasons were really bad, really terrible. And you could tell that even the people, the actors were like, we don't want to do this anymore. They pushed them. It's obviously a money play.
Oh, yeah.
They were getting paid, I think, reported like $1 million apiece per episode toward the end of the show. So I would have done the fucking thing for the day I died. But you get to the end, you're like, oh, God, it's so bad. Then the last scenes were really, really good.
Sure.
And it's sad.
Well, that was,
do you remember how it ends?
I remember they leave the apartment, right? That's the thing. They sell the apartment.
Yeah, Monica and Chandler are getting a new house out in the suburbs.
Yeah,
Joey's got.
They have
them
twins
there,
now at this point.
They have the twins because apparently Anna Faris didn't realize she was having twins in a totally unbelievable twist that got me. It got me. I think Jennifer Aniston was going to go to France.
Ross and Rachel together again.
Ross and Rachel get back together the second to last episode.
Of
she was going to go to France and he says, I love you. She says, damn, I love you too. I don't want to go to France. You're the love of my life. Thus him again ruining her life. He ruined it once by cheating on her, once by having a
they
kid
were on
with
a
her.
Break.
Once by having a kid with her, and then once again by keeping her from her dream job in Paris, Louis Vuitton. So I feel like this relationship, conservatively, going nowhere.
Sure. I remember just being annoyed by that because we all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just fucking get to it. This is stupid. Why are you keeping them apart?
Because it's dumb. But then at the very end, they're like, "Hey, we've packed up. The house is empty. right? And they go, hey, do you have to go to the house right now or do you want to get a cup of coffee? And they're like, Monica and Chandler, like, oh, we got some time. Let's go get a cup of coffee. Uh-huh. And then Chandler goes, where? And it's really
That's funny.
It's really good. And he has the last line of the entire series.
He did the first one, too.
Did he?
It was where.
Was it?
No, I'm fucking around.
That would have been amazing.
That's, well, that's how Seinfeld ended, remember?
Was it?
They had the same conversation they had that started the pilot they had at the end of the show. About that button's too high. Like, there was too much space between the buttons. And they're doing, like, a slow dolly out while they're in the jail cell talking. And George is like, haven't we had this conversation? I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, you should watch the Gary Shandling doc, though, because I forgot. He has so many great moments because he's been around for so long, and I forgot the shows he did.
Yeah.
So he was having a tremendous amount of success doing Larry Sanders. Larry Sanders.
Yeah, yeah.
When Seinfeld was doing Seinfeld. And so they, like, commiserate on that a bunch of times. They're like, how hard it was and how, like, emotionally draining it was to do those shows and how it felt like after they were done with it and, like, what next.
Yeah.
Really, really good documentary. Really good. I gave it a lot of shit. It's hard to believe, but I judged it based on absolutely nothing.
What?
And I hated it.
Wow.
And then I watched it again, hated it, watched it one more time all the way through. Way too long.
Human being.
There's a moment where you will watch this documentary, you'll pause it and go, there's an hour left of this?
Yeah.
And then you realize there's a second part. So while I do love it, Judd Apatow, I really wish he just had another editor that would, like, let's make the Nick cut, where it's only 2.5 hours, and we get to the Gary Shandling show, and then Larry Sanders faster.
What has been your take on this Arrested Development recut they're putting on?
Oh, they're doing a recut of Arrested Development?
Of season 4, right? Whatever the Netflix season was,
that
nobody liked. They're going and they're putting in 22 episodes and making it actually, like, flow together, rather than be how it was all weird and they broke it apart.
I don't think it's going to work. If that's the case,
okay.
I doubt it.
Ignacio Rojas in the chat says, how did they get from Avengers to Friends? You gotta pay more close attention, man. It's a pretty clear line from the $1 billion of Infinity War soon to Friends.
Here's how we got there. Avengers Infinity War, gonna cross the $1 billion mark. They used to call Jennifer Aniston the $1 billion woman.
They did.
So there you go. No surprise there. I still hold that I think Avengers has what it takes to be the highest grossing film of all time.
What is it? Well, how much was it?
I think Avatar is right now.
Avatar sucks.
It's like $2 billion or something.
I hate Avatar. Like, I hate Tim for liking Avatar so much.
Tim doesn't like Avatar.
He dressed in blue paint and went back to see it again.
Did he really?
Yes.
Dude, is there a picture of this somewhere?
No, not that I'm aware of.
That'd be amazing if he did. If you're making that story up, can we absolutely start this room
not,
right now?
It's a real story he's told before.
That's even better. Cool, Greg. As I just shit in my mouth.
Oh, it's happening? Is it happening? Is the milk gone bad?
No, I think we're okay. Cool, Greg, bring up this next story. This comes from comicbook.com. Ryan Reynolds has confirmed that T.J. Miller will not return for X-Force. During an interview with the New York Times, Reynolds declined to comment on the various allegations being leveled against his co-star, but did confirm that Miller was not involved in X-Force. Reynolds' next planned Deadpool appearance following this month's Deadpool 2. We're assuming if he's not going to be in X-Force, and if there is a Deadpool 3, he probably won't be in that either. Deadpool 2 was originally said to feature a larger role for Weasel, who was Miller's character, than the first film, although that could have been changed in editing. When asked back in January whether Miller would be replaced in the film, executive producer Lauren Shuler Donner cast significant doubt on that prospect. Quote, we're in the final edit. I don't think so, she said at the time, which was her way of being like, we can't.
Yeah.
We don't have any
money. The ship sailed. I was surprised to see him in the trailer.
This article,
like when they gave him the line of like, I need to update my LinkedIn.
Have you been following all the crazy stuff with him?
Now, yes, no. I'll give you the Greg Miller version and you fill in the rest. Okay. What is happening?
What's on the back of my arm? Is that?
It looks like a shingle.
Okay. Am I dying?
You're dying. This
what
is
if
it.
I touch this
I remember when we go wide, somebody made a sexual harassment allegation.
Yeah, he had an ass.
Then allegation. His wife and him put up on their Facebook page this thing of like, hey, this woman's been trying to take us down since college. We don't understand, da 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 da. Then it seemed like it was all quiet on the Western Front. This is what I know. Mm-hmm. All quiet on the Western Front for a while. Then he calls in a bomb threat?
Yeah, so he left Silicon Valley somewhere in there.
Sure.
It was a quote, amicable split, but I think everyone's feeling on it was like, there's a storm coming. And Mike Judd and the producers were like, maybe it's time to part ways. And he wasn't happy and they weren't happy. And it was hard for him. I guess he was had some substance abuse problems and they were hard for him to work with.
Yeah.
So they all parted ways. And then for no reason, I guess he had a beef with some woman and called in a bomb threat on her and the FBI arrested him.
Was it the woman who did the sexual
harassment? No, it was something else. It was an unrelated story. Chat, let us know what that
Chat, it's live now. I can see you right there. You know what I mean?
Let's see.
The Platypus is doing a double show for Deadpool 1 and 2. Not a bad idea. I don't remember Deadpool 1 as well as I think I do.
TJ Miller left Silicon Valley to do the Emoji movie. I think T.J. Miller did the Emoji Movie while he was doing Silicon. You don't leave Silicon Valley to do the Emoji Movie. This is suspect. Is all I'm saying. I feel like he had some problems. Did you watch his last special? Mm. I did.
Was it good?
It was all right. Let's see. Silicon Valley is fucking great. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I love T.J. Miller. I think he adds a lot to the movie. But if he's gonna continue to call in bomb threats and basically self-destruct.
Weird thing.
I think you can't keep a person like that in your project.
This is the news. Thank you, Mr. Yasman, shouting this out. This is IGN.com.
Never heard of it.
David Griffin. Yeah, I've never heard of him either. April 10th. On March 18th, Deadpool and Silicon Valley star T.J. Miller called 911 while riding on an Amtrak train from Washington, D.C. to New York, claiming that a woman had a bomb in her bag. These reports are false. According to TMZ, Miller was apprehended by FBI agents on Monday at LaGuardia Airport for intentionally conveying to law enforcement false information about an explosive device on a train traveling to Connecticut. The comedian was coming back to the U.S. after doing some shows in Canada. From an FBI document, it was reported that Miller was intoxicated, consuming two glasses of wine and two double scotches and sodas. The woman he has accused said Miller was loud and belligerent and even made a comment about her hair. When Miller first reported the incident, he called the wrong train number, which caused another train to be stopped in Connecticut. The documents go on to say that Miller caused 926 man-hours worth of delays. Suffice to say, the FBI was not happy.
That's a lot of buku dollars there.
So he was drunk, and somebody was like, stop being an asshole, and he's like, I'll show you.
Yep.
Bomb on the wrong train.
I mean, to be fair...
That's what I jumped to, too.
I think 6 months from now, we're all going to have a great laugh about this. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's funnier than terrifying
falsifying
everyone.
Falsifying terrorist activity.
And getting arrested by the FBI.
That's really great.
I don't know. I mean, I look at this, and I look at some of the reports and some of the rumors about him. I just see a guy who's having a hard time and needs to figure out some issues that he's having. And it sucks. And it sucks, because he's really fucking
funny. But nothing the public loves more than watching somebody explode. Especially when
they're
famous.
We do. What we love to do is we love to build people up. We like to put them on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And then we like to just knock that pedestal out from underneath them and watch them fall.
That's why I'm always happy we're middle of the totem pole.
Us?
Yeah. We never get high enough where people want to tear us down.
Mm-hmm.
We're never low enough that people don't care about us.
Right.
We're right in that sweet spot.
I think we are. Yeah, people like to watch us succeed and struggle a little bit. But we've never actually, because we haven't broken through to that next level.
If this is what waits for me, I don't want to do it.
It's
if I can't, from the comfort of my own train car, call in a bomb threat on somebody and get away scot-free, I ain't about that life.
I just feel like if people don't see the humor in the bomb threat, you know?
Yeah.
Then like, what are we living for? What are we living for?
Good point.
I gotta keep going dark on these, don't I?
I mean,
you took me down that hallway, and I just said, no, Dad, I'm good. And I went down the rest of that hallway
myself.
I grabbed
you down the hallway, and I dragged you down the hallway.
And you were like, there's priests waiting for you down there. Well, speaking of more uplifting news.
Lord God.
Yeah, buddy. Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski have been kicked out of the Film Academy. The board of, this comes from Variety, the board of governors of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences voted to expel actor Bill Cosby and director Roman Polanski from its membership rankings. The decision to remove Cosby and Polanski from the membership was made Tuesday, May 1st at a scheduled board meeting. The move comes, of course, after Cosby was convicted of three counts of aggravated indecent assault brought against him by Andrea Constant. Cosby is accused of sexual assault. We know that story there. What's crazy to me is that they just kicked Polanski out. Polanski, of course, was accused of statutory rape in 1978, I believe it was. And he is saying, hey, where's my due process? And everyone's saying, hey, maybe if you come back to America and stand trial, you could get due process. Because if you were cleared of this charge, like you should have been about 35 years ago or convicted.
Is that what happened? He just ran away when he got a...
He has been in exile for a very, very long time.
Exile.
It's weird. What? I'm trying to work on my, I'm trying to become an impressionist.
Yeah, that's where the comedy is going.
To everything.
Right.
And I feel like the niche market for me that no one's doing is the Emperor from Return of the Jedi.
Sure. Well, I think they say once you can do the Emperor, you can do anybody.
I think.
Because there's so many different pieces in there.
Well, everyone can do Vader, right?
Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah.
Right? Spoilers. No! Luke, right?
Luke.
But give me any line the Emperor says right now, and I will. You close your eyes, you're in the throne room.
Not from a Jedi. That's when he's just Palpatine though. Palpatine.
From a Jedi.
You see what I'm saying? Well, yeah, but he wasn't that evil yet. Remember, this is like episode 2.
In the back of your mind. I want you to know my friend. Yeah.
You're getting there.
I have.
This is a work in progress, ladies and gentlemen. You get to see the progress right here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday, twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames.
So going back to the story, Cosby. I know this is a dark story, but it's so crazy to see that this is sort of like, this is the end of Cosby's And now they're going to just take all of these. He's just gone. He's gone from. They're going to try to wipe him out of the record books for everything. And it's. I'm not saying it's. I mean, it's rightfully so because he's been accused and now convicted of it. But
it's not. It's what you're saying. It's not that it's like, oh my God, what a travesty. It's a holy shit. Bill Cosby, the Jell-O pudding guy, Cosby Show. Everybody universally loved this dude, and now it turns out he's a scumbag. And now, yeah, his entire career is getting like just yeah. If you can't watch the show, they're not gonna put a show. You know, it's crazy. Ghost Dad, I hear they're taking back the Oscar.
Oh, I don't think they. Well, I think he got the Oscar
for special effects.
Leonard Part 6. Oh. Polanski, I apologize, was found guilty in 1977 of having sexual intercourse with a minor, despite the verdict and the fact that, the director fled the country to avoid further prison time. The Academy still awarded Polanski the Best Director trophy for The Pianist in 2003. Braun accuses the Academy of failing to adhere to fair process while handling the case of Polanski's membership. Whatever. Artsy people doing artsy things, trying to make money off each other. You know what
I'm talking about? Wait, what part's the artsy part?
Like I
the statutory rape?
He won an Academy Award for The Pianist, even though they were.
It's just now is the time where you just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Here's the cleansing. They're not going to give you. They're not going to let you do anything with good reason.
You're done.
Obviously, in 2002, I'm a sophomore, and I guess for the Oscars, I would have still been a freshman in college. Right. I don't know shit about Roman Polanski. Now the internet's here and you get it all. You got breaking news shows like this where we're tracking if Nick's gonna puke. Now you know.
God, I feel good though.
Is it working?
I think we're good. I think we'll do one or two more of these because I feel like we got through. I think it's good for us.
Andy or Joester?
The Joest.
I hate doing it to the Joester though.
What?
Huh? Joester, will you ask Andy to make me another cup of regular coffee? He'll have to reach up and get the thing. I don't want you to do it because you listen in on the show. You're in the chat. You're doing something. Andy's over there bouncing a tennis ball off the wall.
There might be photographic evidence of Tim as a...
There might be photographic evidence of Tim as the blue man?
I'm sorry. Joey, could you disregard Greg's need for
something happened.
Cup
a lot
of
garbage
coffee.
Shark on fires are going by.
No. Stream down. Don't panic.
I'm panicking. Clearly. Uh-oh. What's up, youtube.com/kindoffunny viewer or podcast viewer from around the world, listener. It's me and Nick. And now you're getting a segment that apparently is just for you.
There you go. Zyger in the chat says, now with a low latency, the guys can see the stream is down in real time.
Brutal Butler 666 says, Bill Cosby roofied the stream.
But maybe he did. Maybe he did. We just don't remember it. That's
a
terrible joke to make.
We're working on it.
All right. While we're working on bringing that back, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to read tips?
Sure.
Is that weird to do? Because the tips of the people that are watching.
Well, yeah. Give the Joester and little Cool Greg a second there to troubleshoot and see what's going on.
Is it back up?
It looks like
it's
back up.
It's working.
They'll tell you. They'll tell you if it's going to.
I hope we're not missing Nick throwing up.
Everyone blame Comcast.
Says Scribble Dude. I think they're working on it, guys. Yeah, I think we're good.
Refresh. People are saying, "Yeah, it's back. It's back. We're back." There you go. Thank you, YouTube and podcast listeners, for letting me open up about that during that dark time. Twitch people, welcome. And you were right, Zyger. The fact that it was real time did tell us immediately something was wrong. Holy fucking shit. While you were gone, everybody. Holy fucking shit. While you were gone, everybody. Somehow Joester came up with it. She found an image of Tim dressed as the Avatar. This is what Tim went to. He went to go see Avatar. Dressed like this, like
but
a moron.
This way. First off, I can't imagine how much blue paint he got everywhere.
Second off, he was talking about that. That it was like because it's just latex paint.
Yeah,
he got on the chairs.
Everywhere.
He said he would do this; it would stick together, and he'd have to pull it out like that and hurt his arms and stuff.
Well, what I also love about this is he's committed.
Eternal sloth man. Tim looks like a jackal.
What I love is he committed to all blue, but didn't want to do his head.
No,
nose or his mouth.
He's respectable like
so
that.
So he just wanted to do his upper. He just wanted to kind of have a hint of blue. But not go all the way so far in that he would wear like a blue wig or like blue on the eyes.
Yeah.
And I also love that he got the probably the cheapest paint imaginable to put on himself and had to tear it off.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hi.
Are you on the show today?
Yeah.
Huh.
According to your calendar, I am.
Huh. All right. Well.
I don't have to be. I can fuck off.
No, you. What do you want to fuck off or do you want to stick around?
Well, it's up to you.
I don't care.
Now we are barbecuing after this.
We're barbecuing after this with 2K. All right. He's sticking around. He's sticking around. I see what's happening.
Who was supposed to be hosting Kind of Funny today?
Which one?
Days.
Well, I on the calendar.
Games daily. He's supposed to be.
Oh, I know what happened. Remember, because on the thing I put on there, it was bold. I needed you to sign off on it. You signed off on it. I never updated the calendar. Yeah, so it's me and Tim.
You said coming on a Friday.
Yeah, you worked out. You're here. No big deal.
All right, okay.
Hey, Gary, you want to pour me some coffee? I need another cup.
I love that. Gary straight up said no. And then Andy started laughing and almost choked on his fucking Reese's peanut butter puff that he's eating. Do you ever eat stuff that's not in a package? That's what I want to ask you.
What?
He gets the salads from McDonald's.
In packages. Yeah. They come in packages.
Yeah.
Right.
When's the last time you actually went to the store, bought a vegetable or a piece of protein that wasn't and then cooked it for yourself? I also want to note that unlike
Tyson chicken nuggets.
Again, I don't think that.
That comes from a package.
Huh?
That's a package.
Nah.
Now, here's what I want to point out about Andy for the audio listeners and for the watchers of this show who aren't seeing Andy because he's not on camera. And
Don't come over.
Because I want people to imagine the next part that I'm going to describe to them.
Oh, gross.
Andy. Oh, it's gone.
Joester coming through. Thank you.
I didn't even need anyone to get the coffee off the top shelf.
Unlike a normal human being.
Yeah.
Like, how would you eat those?
I would put the Reese's peanut butter cups into a plastic cup that I could eat like a horse.
Okay, but you eat them like multiple at a time.
Yeah.
To fill your mouth
so
you can get multiple.
Is he only eating one at a time? He's eating them one at a time.
Like a delicate little
baby bird.
Like baby bird.
He's a little baby bird.
He's a
over
baby
there.
Bird. Andy, come show people how you're eating these. Look at him.
Huh.
What possible pleasure could you be getting from those small morsels of food that you're stuffing in your mouth one at a time?
It's the healthy thing. It's like portion control, you know? You eat one for long enough, you're like, man, I've been eating these forever.
It's just like salad. It's me and salad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever get full on salad. I just stop eating salad because I'm fucking bored that I'm eating salad.
Exactly. Here's the question for the group that I've thought often of. Why don't people more often get delicious, horrible for you food, chew it and enjoy the taste and spit it up? Right?
No.
It seems like I feel like that should be a thing. Not that I would do it, but I feel like for the weight conscious world, mm-hmm. healthy eating, all this mm-hmm. shit. Yeah, give me the burrito and they go and then they eat the salad or before or after. Probably after.
I feel like there's probably some psychological aspect to swallowing.
To the extreme says, sure, they do it for wine, why not?
They do it for wine, but the reason they do it for wine is so they don't get hammered.
Sure. I don't want to eat food and not get fat.
But I never bought the whole wine thing because the second you put wine in your mouth, your whole mouth just tastes like wine. And then you spit it out and you're supposed to swallow. There's no palate cleanser that's going to clean the alcohol taste out of your mouth. Fucking wine.
Well, people want the wine taste. I mean,
something Star Wars.
One more time.
Give it to me.
Oh, that was so close.
That was really close. That was really close.
I kind of had to move a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read some tips that now. Mr. Yes Man. 300, it says, Nick, I'm not going to repost any breaking news on the chat because a certain somebody said he would ban me or time me out. He already timed me out yesterday and the day before. I'm assuming that person was Kevin?
It was Kevin. That's Big Kev Dog right there.
You know what? Here's
did you lose it?
No.
You going to get rats in here? You going to get rats in here now?
Looking for the first one.
First one's down there somewhere. Mr. Yasmin, I apologize, but Kevin is the Great Wall of Kevin, and he's the holder of everything. So.
No, what Kevin said yesterday was like, if Mr. Yasmin does it three times,
yeah.
if there are three reposts, then he gets a timeout.
That's fair.
Okay.
And a fourth repost gets him banned for life. Is that correct?
The odds are, if we see the link, it may not be interesting to us.
Yeah.
But if it's a link that interests
sometimes, sometimes, Mr. Yasmin, we see everything. Sometimes I look at it and I just don't want to talk about it. So don't take an offense to that. I appreciate you putting things in the chat. But yes, if you spam it over and over again, it's out of my hands. If Kevin's here and he sees that, you're banned for life. That's just what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to be relegated to watching this show like the rest of the pedestrians on YouTube. Or dare I say, whoever the audience is that listens to this show. Those crazy sons of bitches.
Yeah.
All right. Charles J. says...
I used to listen to the show.
The morning show?
What do you mean you used to?
No, like before I worked here.
Oh, sure.
In the car.
Oh, now it's
a lot of data. A lot of data on Twitch.
Dan Levitard all the time.
Yeah. Right? Move your head.
I thought you didn't want people to move their
head. Yeah, you said don't move your head.
I want you to move your head a little bit.
Do you remember there was a beautiful month period where you and I were in sync and we did the anniversary stream.
If you're an audience,
and you
threw
like 15 peanuts into my mouth.
We were 40 for 40.
Perfect.
It was awesome. It was really something to see.
It's so good.
I never wanted that moment to end
no.
in our lives together. That was when we actually became friends. I want you to know that. Prior to that, we were like cool with each other, but that bonded us.
Yeah.
Because I could taste not only the morsel of food that you put in my mouth, but also a little bit of you.
Oh.
A little bit of you on it. Next tip comes from Skizzit. No, Charles J says, greetings, Nick and Greg. Nick, you should watch the latest episode of Letterman's next Netflix show. Tina Fey is on, and a hashtag cute clip. He gave us that. I will watch that. I'm actually waiting for them to spool up because I like them, but Letterman decided to release them once a month, which is totally antithetical to how Netflix works, and it annoys me.
Okay.
Have you watched My Next Guest Needs No Introduction?
No.
It's a really cool interview show. Remember when you used to interview people?
Yeah.
You were good
I
at
miss
it.
I miss it.
You were really good
I did
at
it lately on the Gamescast a couple times. It's been good. Felt good.
Apparently,
E3 right around the corner.
Okay. Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Letterman, obviously an amazing interviewer. Good show.
Yeah.
He doesn't get as deep as I want him to get.
Sure.
For a person who doesn't give a fuck anymore, he sure gives a fuck.
That's
all I'm saying is I was expecting him to like let loose and talk shit about people, similar to how Seinfeld does in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, because he's a billionaire, doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So he just gives us the real story of who he likes and doesn't like and why people rub him the wrong way. That's what I really want these days.
Okay.
Started listening to another podcast called the Comedy Store Podcast, where they just talk about every comic in the worst possible light, and
sure,
it's so fun.
That's what comics do, though, when they talk about each other, right?
And it's all made up bullshit, but who cares? Skizzup gave us a tip and said, Nick, you're a beautiful man, and Greg, happy belated birthday. Shout out to DJ Kento, and as always, the one and only Snowbike Mike.
I need to write
a novel length PS. I love these best friends. Jamie, thank you very much for that, and congratulations on having me follow you. As you guys know, yesterday I got a little bored and noticed that I was only following 367 people, and I needed two more people to follow to round out the 369.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people recommended Jamie and Snowbike Mike and DJ Kento.
I saw Rad Guys, Bad Guys get a recommendation there,
and
too.
And I just started following people, and it felt so good. And then I realized I went up to 274, and now I need to follow five more people to get to 279.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying?
You want it to end in nines every time? That's the
I just thought maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Tim, actually, you just walked in the room. As you might have Andy's been throwing Reese's Pieces around here. Or peanut butter
It's also possible that I shit myself.
He's got the whole milk thing going on. So, as you know, Gary would have shown up. I didn't update the calendar after he finally agreed to the thing on the thing. Obviously, no big deal. You have tons of things to do that don't involve this. Well, AT&T_1 says, good night. Gotta sleep, I work tonight. I better wake up to a three-man games daily on YouTube, fuckos. You gonna be a fucko, or you wanna do a three-man games daily?
I'm gonna stop you right
there. You fucko!
I'm gonna stop you right there. Tim and I just made a mandate to go to Starbucks after this. So he is under no circumstances doing
Please be back on time for the barbecue. Don't do that thing where you guys know we have something to do.
I need you to lay on your back.
And you fucking disappear.
Take your shoe off.
I said I would!
You a jiu-jitsu move.
Keep going, I'm ready to play Star Wars.
All right, Mario Not Bro says, y'all thought I wasn't gonna tip Daddy and Uncle Greggy. Thank you both for the love and support on Twitter and my new show. Y'all are awesome. Here's a fun clip. Gave us one of those. Joseph Chadwick has given us a tip and said, listening to this
Chadwick while... Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman. Awesome. He's like, listening to this while preparing for Black Panther 2 for my senior prom. Still feels like yesterday that I listened to Colin and Greg's discussion of The Last of Us on Beyond. Proud to see how Kind of Funny has grown.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. From Saskatchewan, says, Sask fact number two. Saskatchewan has its own unique time zone.
What is this
while
shit?
Other provinces, he gives me some Sask facts every once in a while. I ask for it, and that's what I want. I want to know more about Canada. I'm convinced that Canada is a better country than ours in every single way.
Wow.
Except for
Jen
one.
Jen would agree.
Except for one.
What's that, you?
Yeah. While other provinces observe daylight saving time, Sask says, fuck that shit, just keeping doing what doing its thing. Hashtag Sask time, best time. Now, Arizona does that same thing, by the way. I want you to know that. So you're not alone. Rajzilla gave us 1,000 cheers and said, overdue tip, KevDog, glad you liked my Lego pick yesterday. Making the thumbnail made my week. Stay awesome, guys. Bobalicious 300 gave us a nice tip and said, hey Greg, I have something I would like to send you, but I need to know what size pants you wear, as well as the P.O. box address. I love what you guys do, and you bring such joy to me. I love what you guys do, and you bring such joy to my drives into work. Greg wears, conservatively, what do you look at, 34, 36?
I forget now, because this is a Stitch Fix. This is a Stitch Fix pant. Mm-hmm. I like this size.
Get the back.
I'm a slim straight right now, 36-32.
36
waist, 32
PO box address is changing, by the way.
It did change. Is it not updated?
I don't know if it's updated or not, so hit up Joey for the new one. If not,
No, hold on. You can keep going off. I told Kevin to update the Twitch page. He went, oh, the Twitch page. And I don't know if that actually means he did it or not.
Fun fact, Kevin went to check our old PO box, and when he walked in the last time, they said, we closed this down. You guys are no longer
it's
allowed to come
twice.
Back here.
I mean, maybe even three
times,
We have
times, all
actually.
Your packages as a courtesy, but had you not come in today, we would have sent them all back to the senders.
P.O. Box on the Twitch page is still old. The new P.O. Box is it as follows, and I will update the thing here.
Okay.
The new P.O. Box. Drum roll, please. I can't find where Kevin fucking put it in the stoop. There it is. The new P.O. Box is P.O. Box 27203, San Francisco, California, 94127.
I feel like it's still on right now.
I just put my thing through my crotch.
Hot. Hot. Can't wait for 2K to come over. We're going to get them fucked up.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Nobody wants to work on Friday. Fargo Brady says, good morning, guys. Just curious if we will ever see KF content on RT first. Not sure if that breaks your Patreon business model, but would love more RT mashups. Yeah, probably. We're trying to work with them to try to get as many collaborations as humanly possible between the two groups because we love working with
collaborations,
them.
Collaborations, yes. RT first, yes, tricky because of the Patreon thing. So if we were going to put kind of funny content over there, we'd have to figure that out.
Yeah,
our Patreon's either more enticing so if you back us on Patreon, you get a link or you get an RT first and stuff like that. There's conversations we've had and we want to make it work, but we will see.
I just want to be in more of their shit.
I know you do. You want to leave. You want to get your stupid comedy career and be super popular.
I don't
want to
leave. I don't want to leave. I'll never leave.
Sure you will.
Here's what I want. To not do as much of the back end stuff as possible. I want to just show up like what I love going to Rooster Teeth is I show up and Barb's like, you want to be on my podcast? And I go, cool. And then I sit down and someone brings me a cocktail.
Right.
And then they ask me about my intimate relationship with Tim. And I say,
that's
shocked.
Always open. That was when you were on Always Open.
And I said to her, I was like, I am shocked I haven't been on the show before. This show needs 100% more me. And she was like, it's more about women talking about their love lives. And I said, how dare you?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir? Justin Ryan Beer gave us tips and happy low latency day and may the fourth be with you. No. Not until Solo comes out and washes away the taste.
Nick, you are literally, we are doing a sponsored Star Wars pinball thing today. The fourth is with all of you. This force is with all of you.
Star Wars pinball sounds fun. It does sound fun. Here's a fun clip. Watch with audio, please. And gave us another clip. And then Green Apple has given us our 500 cheers and said, can I please get a butthole from Nick? Cool Greg won. Cool Greg won. Butthole. Thanks, Cool Greg. Fine. May the fourth be with everybody.
Yay!
I can't hate it. Wait. Cool Greg, give me the one. Complete your Jedi dark side.
Complete your Jedi dark side?
I don't know the line. Give me the line for
this. Please keep going so we can play video games
right,
and I can
fine.
Do my video game show with Gary
Ladies
Whitta.
And gentlemen, P.S. I love this best friend XOXO is the next segment of the show. Brandon is shouting out Greg Miller. Brandon went to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, filled out that form and said, I am currently going through a separation that will eventually lead to a divorce with my wife. Oh, I'm sorry. Trust me, it's for the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what he said?
That's what he said.
Oh, I was going to say, I think Louis C.K. did this bit, and I know he's also a guy, whatever.
He's coming back.
I don't know if that's whatever.
He's making a comeback.
Okay, that's a whole... No, that's
rumors are coming.
Neither here nor there right now. Yeah. So it's Charlie Rose or whatever, right?
No, nobody cares about that.
But it wasn't he the one who's like, when somebody gets divorced and they go, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, no, it was bad. Like, it was clearly bad. Like,
that's fair. However, it is still a very emotional, draining ordeal. Now, I want to thank all the Kinda Funny family, but most of all, Greg. His unwavering positivity and endless energy are a daily respite from all the drama. Thank you, Greg, for being just an all-around awesome guy and giving me hope that there are still genuinely great people out there. Thanks again. Keep up the great work.
Happy to be there for you. You're going to get through this. I know you know that already. You know this was the best. Trust me, you're going to get out of that relationship, have a few more, then find somebody you can't believe that it's so good with, just like I did. With one, Kevin Core.
Kevin is the milk mommy. Let me tell you, Kevin hates every...
Oh, yeah. Every nickname you've ever given him. Yeah.
And I love it. I do love it. Greg, it is giveaway time.
Woo!
Do you want to tell people how they can win?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can win... Well, a video game. Each and every day we give away a video game here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. The way to win it is simple. Be in the chat like so many of you are right now. That gets you automatically entered to win for free. However, if you want more chances to win, it's simple. Subscribe to us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Your subscription gets you the show ad-free. It gets private chat time with us. It gets to play multiplayer games with us, even though I haven't played anything in a long time, but it's got to work. It's been real good, you know? And plus, you get a whole bunch of other stuff, like getting entered to win the prize each and every day. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Use it to give us that free 30-day subscription. You have to give it away every 30 days. Otherwise, it goes nowhere and they sit on your money. You can also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give us $2.
Yeah.
You get automatically entered to win the things we give away, and you don't have to be here. Just like the Twitch subs, you don't have to be here. You can go live your lives anytime we give away anything, which is every day, and then often on the giveaway streams, you're automatically entered. It's great. Today, we are giving away Star Wars The Last Jedi table for pinball FX3 on PlayStation 4, because we're going to play that in a little bit. But Nick.
Before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. I'm telling you right now, every time I read this, it reminds me, Mother's Day, right around the corner, mm-hmm. May 13th. Do not sleep on Mother's Day. If there's one person on this planet you don't want to disappoint, it's my mother. If there's a second person, it's probably your mother. Because all mothers deserve respect, and a lot of them demand it, and if you don't give it to them, you never hear the end of it. Let me tell you right now, Sherry's Berries, great deal. Right now, listeners can send Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or, check this out, you want to double those berries, you can do it for just $10 more. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box in a beautiful ribbon. No gift required. That ribbon is fantastic. I wore it on my head 2 days ago. And it's at my desk right now. And I'll be honest with you, I'm excited to go back and play with it a little bit. Not, you know, in just a completely cool
PO way. Box is updated on the Twitch page.
Let me see. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows you put thought into her gift. Mom will love it. I swear she will love it. Whoa. Look at that. Don't fight anyone. Don't fight anyone. Let me tell you, these are fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark and white chocolate goodness, then topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. 2 days ago, we opened up a box of these. They were gone just like that. Just like that. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Did you eat some of those?
I ate a ton of them. Remember, I come on this show and eat four or five back here? Yes, I remember that.
And we didn't, by the way, there's nothing in the copy that says Greg must eat his weight in Sherry's berries.
Greg just does.
Kevin just chose to do that because these are delicious berries.
And we were hungry.
They're very delicious berries.
Agreed.
And they're going to be a fun, listen, get them for your mom.
Get them for your
right
mom!
Now, there's only one way to get this amazing deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, you can double those berries for just $10 more. Mother's Day, May 13th. Don't sleep on it. So visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and enter KFMS. That's berries.com with a code KFMS to take advantage of that deal. Woo!
There you go.
Having a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is giveaway time. Today's winner of the giveaway is
Star Wars Pinball.
Thank you.
PlayStation 4.
It was highlighted, it threw me off.
I understand.
It was highlighted a little bit, it threw me off.
Star Wars
Pinball. I'm used to seeing something a certain way.
Yeah.
Zhuzhed it up a little bit. Congratulations, Justin Wright from Patreon. You have won Star Wars The Last Jedi table, Pinball, FX, on. That's all.
We were talking yesterday.
It's highlighted again.
Adding a graphic when they win.
Like,
you're a fucking winner.
That kind of thing?
I love that.
Yeah, right? We need AJ to work on it.
AJ, come on, man. Are we paying AJ for this, by the way?
No, not at all.
AJ, and don't let him push you around like this, please.
We refuse to pay AJ until he has proved he is dependable. And then we will potentially pay him down the road a small morsel because this show makes no money.
Okay.
So that's what
Cool Greg begins setting up Star Wars Pinball, The Last Jedi table.
While he does that, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your
question. Do you want to do that first or do you want to do the questions, comments,
concerns? No, get into the comments, concerns.
Now,
we're there, we'll do it.
Let me ask you a question. I know we're super late on the show and you got another show to do after this. Does it make sense that we take comments from everyone at first and then go into the subs? Now, a lot of people are saying, Nick, we like the way it is, don't change it. But I said, why don't we just go straight into sub-only mode so the last 10 minutes of the show are subs?
I'm sorry. A quick timeout. Round of applause for Cool Greg.
Holy shit.
Cool Greg said this is going to take 4 minutes and he just did it in two button presses. Got it perfect.
Look at his smile.
We love that Cool Greg.
His smile is like an angel smile.
It makes sense to do whatever the hell you want to do.
Fair point. Fair point. Thanks, Greg. Way to bring it today.
You know, whatever the hell you want it to be, Nick, that's what you do.
All right, so are you going to play this? You're going to play this. Are we taking chat while you're playing it? Do you want me to talk, or were you just talking about the game for a little bit?
Well, yeah, like,
what's going on with this game?
So again, ladies and gentlemen, we're playing Pinball FX3. You can download it right now for free on a variety of different devices.
Sure.
We are doing this right here. I am hosting the Star Wars The Last Jedi Star Wars Pinball May 4th Celebration Pinball Tournament. You can play from the 4th to the 11th. I'm gonna go in right now. I'm gonna set, obviously, the high score. I'm gonna be the best person. You play for 5 minutes, you set the score, and then you have a chance to win things. What are you winning, ladies and gentlemen? You, or the top three players, get custom-made General Giant trophies created just for this event. You see one scrolling by right there, the big silver one. Star Wars-themed General Giant statues, like Kylo Ren there. There's Walker over here. And then, limited edition Crossfade 2 wireless headphones with custom red Star Wars pinball shields and detachable professional grade Boom Pro microphones. Again, you go in there, you see right here, you play the Last Jedi table, the 5 minute competition, and basically it's 5 minutes to set the highest score you can.
Yeah.
So you click on here, right? And we can see it right there, right? So far only 153 players have gone. You see, I've got to beat, right now, 306 million. You kidding me?
Joe Tanzo, we're coming after you, bro.
This is how it's going to be.
Pinball Wiz, 45B.
Now, the thing about this, when they reached out, of course, Zen Pinball,
yeah,
a company I've been working with, honestly, a long, long time. Mm-hmm. IGN, I used to do like the Walking Dead tables, yeah, the Marvel tables, do all sorts of stuff and review them and put them up there. And they were like, we want you to do this. And I was like, cool. I don't know if I'm confident enough that I can get on the high score table like this. And they're like, we'll pin it. We're going to pin your score no matter what it is.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Now, do you think Anthony CZ95 is Anthony Carboni?
No, I wish. I'm going to call upon the power of Watto today.
Oh,
you know, I need Watto.
Dear Lord Watto, let's take a little break.
Okay,
dear Lord Watto, please give us the strength to get Greg on that leaderboard. We'd like number one. We will settle for number two, if that's cool. Just don't embarrass us at number three, like Joe Tanto.
Please don't embarrass us.
Joe Tanto right now is number three.
Joe Tanto.
Nobody likes Joe Tanto.
Very, very, very.
Okay. Wim S, dear Lord Baby, what's his name? Watto. We'd like to take him down. Nobody knows Watto's name.
Okay.
He's not from this game.
He's from this universe.
Fair point.
Metaclorians.
All right. Thank you, Watto.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. There you go. All right, let's get into this. Now, do you want me to read any more facts about the game as the Emperor?
I would love you to read some facts as the Emperor. I just get into my, try to keep up, Pinball Wiz 45B. 306.
Star Wars Pinball was created by Zen Studios.
Oh, I can use the upgrades.
In collaboration.
I'm gonna go no upgrades for this one. I'm gonna do this today. I'm gonna do it Monday, and I'm gonna do it Friday. I wanna hear some stuff here too.
Zen has been making great video pinball tables now.
Cool, Greg, are you getting audio from the game?
Decade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. TV isn't, but it doesn't matter.
Is the chat hearing the audio?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, here we go.
Tell you what pinball makes me think?
Pinball Wizard.
It just makes me think of a more relaxed time. Back in the day, you go someplace.
Chilling out of the pizzeria?
Just chilling out. You're like, you know what? I just finished my pizza.
Yeah.
I don't want to go home yet. You know what I'm going to play? It's pinball. Except the thing was always broken, so I'm glad we can do it digitally now.
Of course. You know? That's been the nicest thing.
It was always broken.
Ooh.
Okay, you need to focus.
I know. Well, I put on the glasses because I wanted to go into competition mode, Greg. Oh, what scene do you want?
Oh.
You want, we can have the evacuation scene?
Okay, yeah, let's do the evacuation scene.
We can have the island?
Give me the island. Let me see if the sea cow's there.
Raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough.
I love that too. I love that other top, the top corner of your team. Oh no, great.
To me. It's okay. I have unlimited balls. It's all based on time.
Oh.
But I mean, obviously, keep your ball going. You need more scores.
Well, I've often.
How close to 300 million am I right now?
You are at, let me see where your score is. Where's the score? You're at, I don't know what the score is.
Okay.
I just see time left. I see you got three shots left. I don't think you have unlimited balls. Oh, you do. You do. Okay. Lightsaber. You're at the lightsaber training portion of this. Look at Luke back there, like a boss.
See, I like to play off. If people want to get crazy, go upstairs.
No, just keep the ball going, baby. This is
there. It is. Oh, I just got 900,000. If I could get that every time, if I get that 30 times, I'm going. Fuck.
Here.
They better be saying, go Greg, go, you're the best Greg.
Let's see, he only has 5 minutes, is Xanthus Sarah. Any way to make them smaller. Cut us out of it. Let's cut us out of it so they can see the bottom. No, don't do that. Can you just take our shot off? Can you just go to full screen? They don't need to see us.
I mean, people pay to see us.
That's
you know?
Fair.
Also, I put on my competition outfit. If somebody's gonna pop in right now on Twitch, they're gonna be like, is Greg taking it seriously? And then if they don't see me here, we also figure out how to,
Oh no.
This isn't the only, oh God! This isn't the only time we're playing the game. You know?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really enjoying this. This needs to be a segment on the show every day. This is nice, I just get back and watch.
Okay.
Cool, Greg, can you just cut to the full screen?
Just let it be, let it hang, it's how it is today. We can make it different on another day. You're all in my head right now, I can't produce the show and do this
thing. Cool, Greg, then here's what you do.
Nick, I can't do both.
Hand the camera this way, so it's just Greg on screen. So let's do the pinball. There we go, ready?
I got 2 minutes left to make this dream become a reality. Here we go, I'm upstairs.
Other way.
Ooh, keep going. I gotta get back there more.
That doesn't help at all.
Oh! If I just keep shooting those things, Nick.
Watch out! TIE fighters on our tail.
Get it.
The transport is ready to go.
We got literally 2 minutes and 18 seconds left. Oh my god, it's got 1.9 million. If I, oh my god, another 1.9 million. And I'm not even using upgrades. Resistance just got stronger. Hold on, hold on, everybody. Remember, you can play right now. Pinball FX3, get the last Jedi table, do the 5-minute competition, be entered to win a bunch of prizes. You gotta be good. Probably as good as me. Remember, we had 153 players playing. Here we go. Let's do jailbreak. Split up. DJ, okay, get that out. I can't.
Can get away with these Bobbiers.
All right, okay, that's doing that. Good. That's okay. That's okay. Okay, 20,000, okay. Nick, I found the stride, dude.
All right, good.
Don't all right good me, Nick. Why, guys? Why?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, 1 minute and 23 seconds left. It doesn't matter. Stop getting in my head.
All right.
Don't cross in front of me, Nick!
All right, I'm sorry!
Andy, the score to beat is 300 million.
Where are you at?
You're I'm at 11. Star Wars.
I think you're 11 million.
Jedi. Impossible. Right now. Impossible.
Impossible.
Andy, we got. Don't get in my head. All right?
For resistance scum, the Supreme Leader won't be pleased.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, you're in my head, Andy. I didn't need
Andy,
that. I don't need Kylo
head.
In my head. Did you not see the film?
Get out of his
head,
Andy.
Head and things, get out of there, Andy! Yeah. Okay, that's what I need. I need to get back there.
Razzilla 101 says he sure plays a mean pinball. He does.
It's from a song, you know. Bum, 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 bada, bum, bum. Here we go.
What's Ray doing up there? Just chilling?
She's chilling. I gotta make her do things.
What's
you know?
Phasma doing up there? Just chilling?
I mean, that's all Phasma does. I think we all know.
That's unfortunate.
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 The First Order is here. Retreat. Close the gate. Walkers. There are too many of them.
Holy, what is happening?
It's pinball, brother!
Greg, there are way too many balls.
That benefits me on my race to 300 million. Time's up. Let's see what I got.
All right, ladies and gents.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Who's she?
She has nothing to do with the actual pinball part of it right now. Well, what we're doing. She's there to tell me I've leveled up. I didn't bring my saber. Here we go.
Do you think she's Ray's mom?
Okay, so I needed 300 million.
Million.
I got 15 million.
That's close.
It's close.
That's really close.
And again, I did this without using any of the upgrades, any of the unlockables, any of that crazy stuff. So I have things to build on for Monday's match.
Okay.
And for Friday's match.
Okay.
7 days left, I remember, in this Star Wars pinball tournament. Download Pinball FX3 on any of the platforms, of course. It's on PC, iOS, Android, Mac, Xbox, PS4. Get on there, download this thing, you go through, you play, you get entered to win over here. The 5-minute thing, you see it on the main menu, they're gonna pin my score there. And then you're gonna see some real stuff, because people will not be happy with that. They're gonna not be happy that I have a pin score and I'm not good.
Now, I was talking a lot of trash about Joe Tonto, but yeah. I did not realize 123 million
Hard.
Is very high.
Yeah.
Very good for him. In fact, I would say that a lot of these people probably very good at this. Let's see how far down you have to go till we hit you.
I just like to be in the top 75.
Well, I don't think that's
gonna. No, it didn't happen. No. I thought maybe we might knock it down at the point.
Let's see. You're not even.
I'm not top 100. 100. So here's the goal. Monday's goal, top 100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think Monday's goal should be top 75.
Maybe the Watto didn't help as much. The Mario Kart outfit didn't help as much.
Let me just.
You live and you learn.
Dear baby Jesus, Watto.
Well, now we gotta pray to the devil again, I think.
Dear baby Jesus Watto, you screwed us. You didn't do it for right. So we're not praying.
You did us
anymore.
Dirty, is this?
You did us dirty, sir and or ma'am. All right, let's go.
StarWarsPinball.com if you want more details on the tournament and all that jazz.
Let's go into a quick sub-only mode.
We're going into sub-only, then we're doing games daily with Gary Whitta, not with Tim as well, because he is a fucko, as was called out in the chat.
Jess from Ryan Bear says, fun clips. I don't think we have time for fun clips today. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
Let's save all the fun clips from Monday. And if we remember, we'll watch them.
I was
going
to say,
then.
Cool Greg, I'll give you $3 on Monday if you actually remember and bring these clips out.
Cool Greg will do that. He's a man of his word.
I know. I'm not saying he's not a man of his word. I just say assuming things happen. Oh my God.
Greg, let's see. Someone is about to get timed out. This is not what's good. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Live and learn, Greg. Live and learn. See, Omega Batman says, Daddy, Thank you for displaying the KF title. Everybody go watch the morning show on YouTube when it posts and comment. Daddy will like and comment on your post. It will give your life meaning. I do.
Do you do that, Daddy?
All the time.
Oh, wow, what a good
I
daddy.
I go through pretty much every comment that I can get in the first couple days, of course, because
sure.
Second there's another one up, it's like it's old news. I don't want to talk about that. So get up there first.
Superfluous.
And add a comment today if you want me by 5 o'clock to have, or actually sometimes what I do is I do the comments right after the show when it's posted.
Yeah.
If I remember, I tweet it out. And then right around 7, 8 o'clock at night when I'm watching something stupid, I pop back on and I start answering questions.
Gotcha.
Comments. Mostly people are just telling me how awesome I am, and I appreciate that. Almost kiss, says Juan Malvez. No. What? Later. Amy Gill says, I got made permanent today at work.
Yay! Time to up your Patreon. I'm kidding around.
There you go.
Kidding around, no, Amy. You do too much
enough.
On Patreon already.
She does enough. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for rounding out this week with me and Greg. This was fun. I liked playing this game. This was cool.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah.
Largely because I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Except run around a little bit and annoy you. Yeah. And that's
and you
right
did.
Where I
that
want to be.
Definitely happened.
I felt it.
I would like to blame you for me not appearing in the top 100.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's
you could probably have at least broken 99 had it not been for me. But we'll see. We got another couple shots at it, so that's gonna be fun. What? Well, while you're looking,
I didn't bring my save over. That's on me. So I need because I can put these upgrades in there.
Yeah.
It's
definitely get the upgrades in there. I mean, I feel like once you get the upgrades and you're leveled up a little bit, you can get that score up.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the kids are probably doing it, right?
Yeah, they're not just doing this based on sheer skill.
No.
They're strategic about it.
Sure.
Strategery, ladies and gentlemen, is the word for today. Look it up. It's not a real word, but it's fun. Put that in the comment section of YouTube when you're watching this later. If you guys are watching over in England, hello, I miss you. If you're watching over in Ireland, congrats. And you see Amy Gills, because I imagine there's only like 15 or 16 of you guys.
Not hard to find her. Not hard to find her.
Congratulations.
She's the Irish one.
On being made permanent, or full-time as we call it here.
She's been made permanent.
She has been permanently made. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Remember, if you're coming out to the show tonight, I'll be at Seven Stills in Bayview at 7 o'clock for a little comedy show. If you guys want to come out for a drink, that'll be fun.
If things go correctly, we'll all be wasted there, too.
Yeah. Nothing more professional than me showing up to an amateur comedy night, blasted.
No, not you. I mean us.
I'll be blasted.
I don't mean you're going to be blasted.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, that's fair. Until then, if I don't see you tonight, I will see you all tomorrow. Monday, 11 a.m. PT. Cool, Greg. Please cut the feed.